All right, Albert's here. He's got sports. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Russ? All right, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but last night the Spurs are your new NBA champions, defeating the Heat 104-87. Now, Kawhi Leonard, I mean, he just the last three games, he turned it up on both sides, offensively and defensively. Last night he had 22 points and 10 rebounds, which led to him being the MVP of the series. Now, LeBron James, I mean, he gave a Herculean effort. I mean, to me, he finished with 31 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, but he got no help from anyone.
And you know what? Sad. Did you notice how Dwayne Wade was on the bench during the crucial times in the game?
Yes, he was. And it was so bad that they brought in Michael Beasley. I don't think he played at all this playoff season.
And I'm wondering if Dwayne Wade had words with Spoelstra. I'm wondering if something went down, because I don't think Dwayne could cover anybody.
Yeah,
because his knees, man. I mean, he's not the player he used to be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And if his offense is not on, I mean, it's almost like, really, what good is he? He's almost a liability.
But what is Dwayne Wade, like 33 or something?
He's up there. He has a lot of miles on him.
Okay. Yeah, but he's been playing for like, you got to remember, these guys have been playing since they've been 5 years old.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly.
And your body starts breaking down as you're getting older. But, yeah, I think, you know, they were talking about later, it's time to break up the Heat.
Yeah.
You know, and Man, it's just San Antonio. The way they look, they can win a couple more years.
As old as they are, come on.
That's because their international
coach
system
good.
Is so vicious too. Their GM, they have the best GM coach tandem in the league. I think they've been together for like 18 years. Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, look, he rests those guys throughout the season, and it used to piss off the NBA because all of my guys are not even making the trip to Miami. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll keep him in San Antonio. Because he knows they're older players and he has to rest them.
Yep.
You know, LeBron plays nonstop almost every minute of every game. Not every minute, but it seems like he does. But he plays nonstop and hard.
And it's almost like you can almost tell toward the end he's running out of gas because he's like, I can't do it all by myself.
He had to chase Tony Parker all over the place. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, go ahead.
All right. Now, look, Russ, this is an interesting story. In the NFL, now OJ has hired a bodyguard in jail. Now, he's been worried because, you know, inmates have been real aggressive toward him and even been trying to rape him. So he hired this dude. The dude's name is Smoke. And he's like a 44-year-old, 6-foot felon. He's in there with him. And all he wants in return is all-you-can-eat commissary from OJ. So we'll see what happened with that.
Because yesterday was
story.
Like, was it the 20-year anniversary?
Last week sometime. The 17th. The 17th is the anniversary. So it's actually tomorrow.
Okay. Because I saw on CNN and ESPN, they were showing the Bronco thing and the whole nine. Yeah. And wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, well. More NFL news. But, Russ, you're not going to believe it. Your boy Vince Young, he is officially retired from the NFL.
No way.
Wow.
Yes. He said unless something great come up and is guaranteed, you know, he's already moved on with his life. So he said, sorry, y'all.
Right. I know we got to wrap this up, but let me just say this is a lesson that everybody needs to look at. There's a documentary about a guy named Lenny Cook. That you guys need to Google and watch that documentary. And it talks about basically how this guy, he was going to be LeBron. He came out the same time LeBron and Carmelo. He was probably better than them in high school, but ego and attitude killed his NBA career.
All the time. Mm.
And guess what happened to Vince Young? He said, man, I had a falling out with the coach. You have a falling out with authority, the people writing your check.
You know?
Yep.
Look at him now. He's retiring at age 31. He should be playing another 8 years.
Game behind the game.
Crazy.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah.
How you play the game?
You got to play that game. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
What's the name of your book, Russ?
The Game Behind the Game, Mastering the Art of Bullshit.
You ain't lying.
Somebody tripping. All right,
okay,
finally,
and that's what's going on.
All right,
you're
finally,
done, Albert.
Yeah, but finally today, in the World Cup, we got to do a little World Cup. USA is taking on Ghana tonight, so make sure y'all check that out. I'm Albert in for Super Ken. That's sports.
Hey, you know what? Streets. I'm gonna watch.
Somebody try.